It's the Christmas season, and thank you so much. It's time for The Good Stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge, and we appreciate you listening so very much. We want to say a special Merry Christmas from Tri-State Livestock News. If you want to unearth the secrets of successful breeders, immerse in the thrill of rodeo news, and explore exciting upcoming events, well, guess what? You need to go to Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
And a big thank you to TK Angus and Brad Arrowsmith on their production sale held just yesterday, the 16th, at Valentine at the ranch. And that was the 41st. So we'll be looking forward to helping them promote the 42nd annual bull sale next year. So give Tim a call, 308-360-1801. Or go online to TK Angus for details about that sale. Again, that wrapped up yesterday. Thanks for utilizing the airwaves of The Good Stuff. Why Santa Ain't a Cowboy? You're wondering, right?
I've always wondered that. Well, okay. I was expecting cowboy boots, and every time I ever visited him, he never had cowboy boots.
Had Santa boots, right?
Yep.
Why don't Santa use horses? My daughter asked with a frown. She wanted an answer, so I set her right down. I stopped and I pondered how to get this right, for Santa was due not much later that night. Well, hon, it ain't easy to be Santa, you see. He has millions of presents to deliver this eve. When I was your age, I had that question too, because it seemed to make sense to use a nag like Old Blue. I thought if I could lend him my best pard to use, so I sent him a letter and gave him the news. Old Blue would be happy to help you pull your sleigh, but if you switch to horses, then you have to haul hay. You can't go out in your red Santa stuff, for Blue might not like it and ride kind of rough. You'd have to wear spurs and the right kind of boot, not black rubber galoshes and a red velvet suit. A 10-gallon hat would also be needed, not that red floppy thing that has so far succeeded. And gloves, not mittens, would be par for the course. You'll need all your fingers to ride my old horse. Old Blue can be ornery and sometimes quite nasty, so mount him with care and don't be too hasty. Oh yeah, he don't fly, so don't try to make him. If you think you can force him, your bones he'll be breaking. Reindeer are nice, but you can't beat a horse to steer you around a straight and true course. So anyway, Santa, just write me a letter if you'd like my plan and think that Old Blue would work better. Now, I'm not sure where that came from, but I liked it. Why Santa Ain't a Cowboy.
Yeah, that is cute. Hey, let's talk Christmas trees. We haven't talked Christmas trees yet this season.
Not very much.
No, Christmas trees are the centerpiece of a holiday celebration. I think everyone would agree.
We probably should get ours up.
Yeah. Well, I think you're right. I think we're going to have to recruit some help on that one. Every year, between 25 and 30 million Christmas trees are sold in the U.S., according to the National Christmas Tree Association.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot of trees. On a stroll through one of America's Christmas tree farms, there are several different types you could find, with Fraser firs, balsam firs, and Douglas firs among the most popular to buy. There's 1,500 farms in the U.S. growing Christmas trees today.
How many farms?
1,500.
And they must grow like all of those 40 million trees?
Yeah.
Huh.
30 million.
Okay, 30
don't,
million.
Don't exaggerate.
I apologize.
There are 350 million Christmas trees growing on farms in the United States.
So about a 10-year supply.
Yep, exactly. For every tree harvest, 1 to 3 more are planted in its place.
That's a good idea.
That is. Well, that keeps things going, you know. On average, it takes 7 years to grow a tree.
Got to keep some of those heifers back, right?
Yep, that's right. Very same thing. Real Christmas trees are 100% recyclable. The average cost of a Christmas tree in 2024 is $80 to $100, and 26% of people plan on buying a real Christmas tree in 2024. So just about a fourth of the people in the United States are going to have a real Christmas tree. Thanks a lot to Zachary Dean for giving us that solid information.
Integrity Meats in Belfouche, South Dakota is grateful for customers and community. The holidays are a time to open our hearts, to pause and reflect, and to pray. Have a blessed Christmas from Integrity Meats.
And of course, we remind you to be careful when you're traveling during the holidays, and especially WW Tire Service with their 8 locations across Central and Eastern South Dakota want you to be very careful. Make sure those tires are good and you've checked that oil. Merry Christmas from WW Tire Service.
From Rick and Lynn Shippey at Shippey Realty in Winter, South Dakota, if you're buying, selling, or auctioning land, get a hold of Rick and Lynn Shippey at Shippey Realty, and Merry Christmas from those folks in Winter, South Dakota. And that's The Good Stuff.